In the age of the dinosaurs, we tend to think of the mammals at the time, some of our distant ancestors, as small and quivering in the shadows. But science reporter Ari Daniel describes a remarkable new fossil that suggests some mammals might have been fiercer than we thought.
When my editor sent me a photo of this fossil unearthed in modern-day China from the early Cretaceous, some 125 million years ago, I couldn't stop staring at it.
The reaction's always the same, whether it be my kids or even other professional paleontologists I've shown this to, is they go bug-eyed and go, that's really cool.
The fossil consists of two skeletons, says paleobiologist Jordan Mallon of the Canadian Museum of Nature. One dinosaur and one mammal intertwined.
Our best guess is that the mammal was in the middle of attacking the dinosaur.
It's rare for a fossil to record a behavior like this.
Just because it leaves no trace.
Usually, all you have is scattered bones. But here, a story leaps out to Mallon, one of combat preserved in rock.
The dinosaur is called Psittacosaurus, what we call the parrot-beaked dinosaur, because it has a beak much like a parrot for ingesting plant matter.
In the fossil, Psittacosaurus, the size of a small to medium-sized dog, is on its side, its skeleton curled in a semicircle.
The other animal preserved is a mammal called Rapina mammus, maybe a badger-sized animal.
A third the size of the dinosaur, but among the largest mammals of its day. In the fossil, it's tucked up against the dinosaur, one of its paws clutching the dino's lower jaw, another gripping a hind leg.
And the lower jaw of the mammal is biting onto some of the dinosaur's rib cage.
The stunning detail of the fossil was due to the nearby eruption of an ancient volcano, which caused ash and sudden mud flows to preserve everything in the area, burying the dinosaur and mammal, Mallon says, in the middle of the attack.
We already knew that mammals did occasionally prey on at least baby dinosaurs. What's new here is even a fully grown Psittacosaurus wasn't necessarily safe from these smaller mammalian predators.
Mallon and his Chinese and Canadian colleagues published their findings in the journal Scientific Reports.
The jury might be out a little bit, for me anyway, as to whether the dinosaur had already died, maybe only just recently, or was in a very, very weakened state, rather than it having been hunted down by this mammal.
Elsa Panciaroli wasn't involved in the research. She's a paleontologist at the Oxford University Museum of Natural History. The study authors dispute the idea that the mammal was scavenging the dinosaur because its bones have no bite marks. Also, to them, the position of the bodies suggests an active attack was in progress. Either way, Panciaroli says this fossil bears witness to a more elaborate Cretaceous food web.
We've always had this picture of mammals as like the literal underdogs. You know, they're being eaten, they're being trampled, they're cowering in the darkness at night. And it's just a lot more complex and rich than that kind of oversimplified narrative that we used to rely on.
It's unlikely that this kind of interaction of a smaller mammal attacking a larger dinosaur was all that common. Usually, it was the dinosaurs gobbling up the mammals, which makes this particular specimen all the more special, says Jordan Mallon.
These fossilized moments in time really allow us to make these quantum leaps in our inferences to be able to reconstruct these ancient ecosystems.
A reconstruction that breathes a kind of life into this pile of bones, transforming it into a 3D snapshot of a mortal embrace between an early horned dinosaur and an upstart mammal. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.